T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
Baseball is back, and so is MLB.tv. Watch every out-of-market, regular season game on your favorite streaming devices. Anywhere, anytime, all season long. Follow the action live or on demand. Track 4 games at once with multi-view mode. And catch up with in-game highlights. Plus, original programs, minor league broadcasts, and local pre- and post-game shows. Go to MLB.tv to start your free trial today. Blackout and other restrictions apply. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.
Good morning. Good morning. Good morning. What a glorious, glorious weekend it was here in the great state of Michigan. This is the Stoney and Jansen program. Hope everybody had a wonderful Thanksgiving weekend. If you're celebrating, happy Hanukkah. And so we welcome Greg Hargrave, the Gov, Heather, John, me, all you listeners. It's just great to have the whole crew back together again after one day off, really.
Yes. Yeah. Well, did you enjoy your Friday?
I enjoyed my Friday.
Good.
Yes, I did. Enjoy
good. Good. Good Thanksgiving. I didn't get a chance to. We talked a little bit over the weekend.
Yes,
but,
we did.
Didn't get a chance to see you on Thanksgiving Day. How was the Thanksgiving meal?
It was fine. It was, you know, you probably would. We don't, for some reason, it's not a whole day of food. It's, you know, because we, especially since we go to the game.
Yeah.
So dinner is called at my, you know, sister-in-law's 5:30.
It's got a name for it.
Yeah. Called.
Oh, does the butler call dinner? Call you to the table?
Well, I always say, what time do we have to be there? Sir. Cindy says, this time. I said, okay, whatever. So that's the time people get there.
It's called.
It's called for. I don't know. Whatever. I don't know. You show up at 5:30. How's that? Does that sound
works.
Better?
Yes. Yes.
What's going on? Everybody good?
Yeah.
How can't you be?
I know. I'm just, you know, hey, it's just, if you're a Michigan football fan, it was a great weekend.
Oh, it was outstanding.
Even if you're a Michigan State football fan, it was a great weekend.
Yeah. How could you? You can't complain. You got to win.
You got 10 wins.
10 and 2.
Absolutely. It's great.
I thought that got lost in the shuffle a little bit, to be honest.
Yeah,
I mean, that was ridiculous. I'm a Michigan fan. We, you know, John went there. Stoney, you are, at least for football.
Yes.
What a great day. That was, look, I know I said I thought they'd win. I didn't expect that.
No.
From start to finish?
And no, and it was, even the Fox crew after the game got caught up in it a little bit.
Oh, yes, they did.
I thought they were, you know, it was borderline. I'm sure Mike will make fun of it this afternoon where, oh, you know. But that environment outside the stadium and inside right after the game, but it carried over outside. It was a flow of built up frustration and anger and elation, like all in one. It was weird.
It was.
I know you said, Stoney, you said it in your prep.
Yeah. I've seen Stanley Cups in person, a Super Bowl for the Eagles. I've seen a lot of stuff in my old age of being at games, covering them, and being as a fan. That scene Saturday. Pretty much top was right at the top.
It was
from the actual game, the way they played the game, to the scene, to the whole experience, even the snow and the cold. It added to it. Was and it, you know, you're right, the frustration just people, you know, you were talking to people.
It was very cathartic.
Who were hugging and crying and like, we never thought we'd beat them again. I mean, it was unbelievable. I mean, and leaving when, you know, I left after the game and, you know, walking to the car and, you know, walking past the, you know, the Fox booth that you were talking about outside, people were just hanging out, going crazy. It was.
Nobody wanted to go home.
I mean,
I was at a friend's and I didn't leave until 45 minutes after the game ended because I wanted to watch the post and we just wanted to talk about it and watch the coverage, and it was great. I mean, I don't know. I people need to back off a little bit. Everybody wants to be so knee-jerk reaction in today's society with sports and games, and sometimes you just sit down and you watch and you take it in because not the narrative doesn't play out.
Right. It's just an enjoyable experience. I talked to Josh Ross yesterday, and he said for him it was like a movie. because he's lived this, right? Mm-hmm. It grew up here.
Right.
His brother played, and so he's lived this as much as anybody has, and obviously had some tough games down in Columbus, and you know, against the Buckeyes. But the whole scene, you mentioned the scene. It was the weather. It was chilly in the morning. It was tailgate. It was overcast. And then right before game started, it started to snow a little bit. And it was kind of coming down throughout most of the game.
Right.
And he felt like he was just in a movie scene. And then at the end, the celebration, just everything, you know, capped it off. And you mentioned trying to get home after the game. You left 40, you know. I was 2.5 hours post-game, after it was all said and done, I got in my truck to drive home, and it took 2 hours.
Oh, I can imagine, because when I left, and we left, like, got to the car about, I don't know, half hour, 40 minutes after the game, whatever, because all of a sudden I'm standing out, and Marissa came out to say hello because she goes into Chrysler at the end mm-hmm. of the game. And so we walked to our car, and I said to I was with my niece from Chicago and her boyfriend. I said, do we want to go to a post tailgate, or do you want to sit in traffic for a while? She goes, oh, let's try to sit in traffic. They wanted to go home. They wanted to see their dog. I said, okay, fine, I don't care, whatever. So we got in the car, put in Waze, and it starts taking me Waze. I have no idea where I'm going.
Oh, yeah.
Pontiac Trail to this, all the way.
And oh, yeah.
It took like 20, about a half hour longer, but it was wonderful. But I later found out there was a huge accident on 14 that closed that. And
There was the snow.
And then the weather, it was just...
Well, the snow was starting to stick right when I went home from a friend's, and I live close to him. And I was like, that wouldn't be fun going home from there. It reminded me a little bit of the outside hockey game, the Wings and
the Leafs, yeah,
at the Big House, where the weather really got bad late in the day. Yeah. Let me ask you a question here, and I'm going to put you guys kind of like on the spot. When did you think this year was different? I will let you think about it, and I will answer.
Okay.
So, about halfway through the year, I really picked up on a different demeanor from Harbaugh. There was a very quiet confidence in this football team. And then October 30th happened, and they should have won the game that day. They really should have, but they settled for field goals. And I was like, they have got to get in the end zone from here on out. And they did it in Penn State. They scored 3 touchdowns, and they would not have won the game if they didn't. And I kind of felt, actually, the night of October 30th that Michigan had a chance to do this, because I thought Penn State laid the template for beating Ohio State. And I thought Ohio State was a fragile, very easy, could get them off kilter offensively. And also, the discipline of Ryan Day to do what he should do, which is throw the underneath pass over and over and over again until somebody stops it. And he went away from it on Saturday. But I actually felt like, I felt that October 30th night that this could happen. I didn't have the cojones to say it until about 10 days before it did. And you guys, I think I caught you off guard, didn't I, John?
When I
thought that they could,
because I thought I was the only one here that was going to buy in.
And I don't know. There were just several things that the physicality of the football team, the leadership, the emergence of Ojabo on the opposite side of Hutchinson, which created the opportunity to get 4 home in order to have 7 back and protect against the big play. And I just thought the thing played out. I never thought they would run the ball like that on Ohio State. Don't get me wrong. It shocked me, actually, how dominant they were. I thought they were more dominant than the score indicated.
Oh, yeah.
But I what in the world was with Ohio State's defensive line?
Mine was Nebraska. And only because, typical. I mean, yeah, Wisconsin was a nice win, what they would normally lose. Nebraska, though, you thought they were going to lose the game. And Brad Hawkins makes the play, and could argue for Nebraska fans whether the play should have been stopped or not, and they might have lost that game.
Oh yeah.
But the fact that they sucked it up and won that game, that to me said this might be a little different.
Yeah, and I think for me it was, I still go back and I said it, and I felt like I was like, put me up on the cross and tether me almost, because I said early, I still think I was one of the few people that thought Harbaugh should get another chance. I thought he hooked himself on Shea Patterson, and it really, compromised his program for a couple years. And I thought he went back to his grassroots. I still think the guy is a great coach. I do. who really almost, it was almost like an Andy Reid in Philadelphia type situation.
I could see that a little bit. You know, you get close, but I don't know that Andy Reid had been ever blown out like Jim had been in
well,
Columbus.
Well, that was a Don Brown thing. And if right. you bought well, in that it was Brown and Brown only, you don't lose by 30.
So my take is a little bit different because I get a chance to see more right. behind the scenes in the offseason. And I've always been a proponent. You guys know how much I talk about leadership and what it means from a player's perspective and a team success perspective. And when I had a chance to watch guys like Aiden Hutchinson and Josh Ross, the two guys that I've mentioned already, work this offseason and talk to those guys, there was a different attitude that they were taking, a different approach they were taking. And I thought that gave them a chance to have a different season. When I thought it could be different was when they went into halftime in Madison and they were up 13-3. They tried that little bloop kick. They got cute. And Graham Mertz, in three plays, goes down and puts Wisconsin in the end zone, takes all the momentum. It's 13-10 going into halftime. And I feel like other Michigan teams at that point wouldn't have been able to recover. And that would have been a loss in Madison. Mm-hmm. And then to your point in Lincoln, I think there was a number of different, you know, landmarks along the way where Michigan just did things differently. And for me, it was all about what was on the field. It was the leadership on the field. And I tell you what, my hat is off to Cade McNamara for taking all year long, can't throw the deep ball, can't do this, can't beat Ohio State because you're not explosive. You know, Josh Gattis took a lot of that heat as well, but he never let it get to him. He has made great decisions by being able to hit those checkdowns, hitting the guys that are you know, available. And yeah, there's a lot of those deep plays that he did miss.
Right.
And did take those shots. But it was never at a point where he made his team susceptible to a turnover.
And Saturday was a perfect example because he made a bad decision. Good play by the Ohio State guy to read his eyes. And then he came back and was really good the rest of the game.
It's the only reason why the game was tight at any point, to be quite honest. I mean, that's how critical that turnover was. I mean, they could have trucked him. And they scored a touchdown.
Oh my
there.
Goodness!
I know. You know, it was interesting because you know, I was as a fan, you know, because it was after you know they had the long pass to you know they're down, keep going for it, you know, rather than you know in hindsight they should just pounded the ball in, but you know they caught the wave of the emotion. He made it, but it was the right call.
I do want to, and all the elation and stuff. I told you guys there was so much to unpack in the game, and we were unpacking it. I got to call out Ryan Day for coming out at halftime and going run, run, run. If I was a Buckeye fan, I would be irate about that.
Oh, trust me.
That was the opportunity for Ohio State to try to win that game, was to get 7 there, 8 if they would have gone for 2 to make it a 7-point game. But the run on third down is that's the Urban Meyer, Ezekiel Elliott, Michigan State thing in 2015. That was stupid.
I probably got 20 to 25 text messages from former Buckeyes at that moment. Like, what the hell is Ryan Day doing?
Yeah.
What was that 3-and-out to start the second half? 3 runs? Are you kidding me with those receivers? I mean, that is the narrative that's going on in Columbus right now, down in, you know, Southern Ohio.
Right.
Exactly what Tom said.
And it was there all day long, the underneath pass. And these high octane offenses and football, whether you go college or pro, I think the Chiefs fall into this trap sometimes. They think they can just get it easy. And when you have a game like you had the week before against Michigan State, oh, this is going to be easy. Oh, we've done this to Michigan the last 2 times. Oh, and if you take that away and the coach isn't disciplined enough to just take what you can get, Andy Reid has had that problem throughout his career, right, Sony?
Oh, yeah.
And these guys I just thought this thing set up perfectly for what was to take place Saturday.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of 4 amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get 4 iPhone 15s on us and 4 lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto-pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto-pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well-qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.
Protect your vehicle's engine with a full synthetic oil change and save with Mobil 1 at O'Reilly Auto Parts. Purchase 5 quarts of Mobil 1 full synthetic motor oil and receive a $10 O'Reilly gift card after rebate. See store for details. With your Mobil 1 purchase, you'll also receive 2x points during Old Rewards Bonus Points Month at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Baseball is back, and so is MLB.tv. Watch every out-of-market, regular season game on your favorite streaming devices. Anywhere, anytime, all season long. Follow the action live or on demand. Track 4 games at once with multi-view mode. And catch up with in-game highlights. Plus, original programs, minor league broadcasts, and local pre- and post-game shows. Go to MLB.tv to start your free trial today. Blackout and other restrictions apply. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.